Do you get that feeling of shame? I get it. I call it food shame. When I eat something I know I shouldn't really have eaten, and then it's a perfect opportunity to berate myself and kick myself and be mean to myself. It happened this week, actually. I'm currently on a food plan. I know I probably sound to you like I'm always on a food plan. I'm not, I promise. But I am actually trying to shift some weight. And again, I know I shouldn't be trying to shift some weight, or at least I should be trying to shift some weight, but not in a way that is aesthetic. But the main reason I'm trying to shift some weight is because I want to be able to do more pull-ups. I know, silly, huh? But I'd be lying to you if it wasn't because there's a holiday coming and I want to look good on the beach. Sorry. Anyway, so the key to this is discipline. It's sticking to the plan, being on the plan, being good on the plan. And I've made that the perfection. That's the black and white thing. I've got to stay on the plan. And on Thursday this week, I'm sat at the end of a 2-week run of work where I've only been home basically one night in that whole time. And I'm sat talking to a colleague, and I've been giving gifts to my participants, and there was a bag of chocolate bars. And before I knew it, I'd eaten 3 small bounty bars, small chocolate bars. And I put the phone down to my friend, my colleague, and I looked at myself. I looked down and I could feel my tummy feeling like it was getting really big. And the food shame began. Oh no, you shouldn't have done that. That's going to ruin the whole plan. You've ruined it. You've ruined it. You've just ruined the plan, and you know better. You knew you were going to do that. Why did you do it? Why did you do it? So the voices crept in. But luckily, I had a moment. I heard a voice in my head say, stop. Time to practice some of that self-compassion that you've been talking about over the last few days. And, you know, I was like, come on, you are one person. You've been working really, really hard. It's okay. We make mistakes. It doesn't mean that this has ruined everything. What it means is that you clearly needed something to feel the comfort and feel like you need to be at home. And you know that when you aren't at home, this is hard. And really, over the last few days, you've done really, really well. I dusted myself off, got myself to the airport, and as I was searching for dinner, I nearly had the moment where I was like, I'm just going to have burger and chips because that's what I want. I want the fatty, disgusting food. Except I didn't. My impulse got some level of control. And I went to a bar and I found a chicken Caesar salad and had the chicken Caesar salad, which is full of all the greens that I needed. I was saying this to my therapist this week, yesterday, and he said, that shows that you can control your impulses. I was like, really? He said, your wise mind kicked in. I was like, I like that. My wise mind. I created the space for my wise mind to kick in. And the reason that that happened was because I deployed the self-compassion. And it's the discipline, it's the consistency that causes the results that we're trying to aim for. And inconsistency only comes when you fall off your plan and then you tell yourself off and make yourself feel bad and allow the shame to really take over. Because once that happens, you get off and you stay off. So if you are struggling with something, or you feel like you've had that chocolate bar or something that you shouldn't have had that doesn't align with what you're planning on at the moment, I want you to deploy some self-compassion so that you create the space for your wise mind. This is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. I'm Kate Cocker. I'm with you every single day to remind you to be kind to yourself. And if you are particularly struggling with your self-compassion, like taking that opportunity to stop your inner critic and start being kind to yourself, then you can find a journal journey, which is 20 prompts in your Patreon feed right now. It's at patreon.com/everydaypositivity. You need to be a squirrel member to receive it. You might even find 2 free prompts in the free section if you go there too. But please do sign up and join the Everyday Positivity Journal journey. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode for you, a journal prompt in itself. In the meantime, have a great day. And remember, you have 100% got this.